Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, High Desert. It is another beautiful yet hot, H-O-T.
Very hot.
Yes. Weekend here in the High Desert, but Roxanne, we are, again, just going to have a great day. We've got some really special guests. I'm really excited about this young man who's here with us today.
Yes, and our radio stations have worked with this organization.
Yes.
Business here in the High Desert.
Yeah, and their imprint here in the High Desert is just really amazing. So I'm happy to welcome to the show Kevin Smilin. He is one of the many recognizable faces that represents Victor Real Motors in the community. He is the general manager. Wow. Thank you for making time to come with us and be with us. And you've been with Victor Real Motors now for how many years, Kevin?
First, thank you for having me here this morning. Absolutely great. And thank you for calling me young. I truly appreciate that. Recently celebrated 16 years. So coming up on 16 to 17 years
wow.
at Victorville Motors up here in the High Desert. Absolutely.
Yes.
When you think about it, blows away, you know, goes by in an instant.
In an instant, like the blink of an eye, right?
Yes.
I am really excited to have you here. You've got so much to share with us and talk to us about that I think is unique or kind of unusual, being that you guys are a car dealership. There's no secret about that. This company has been in our community for over 50 years, right?
54 years.
54 years. And Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a formerly family-owned business. So it was started by the Watts family. Is
correct.
That correct?
Absolutely correct. So February of 1970, Chet Watts Sr., opened up Victorville Motors over on 7th Street.
Mm.
After that, Chet Watts Jr. took over. After that, Tim Watts took over. So one solid family for 52 years. And then it's still family-owned, just a different family.
Family, okay.
So the Oramore Automotive Group, so the Romero family, absolutely amazing what they've done and allowed us to continue to do.
Yes, it seems seamless.
It's been great.
Yeah.
And so over 16, 17 years, we were talking about before we got on the air, it's been about 17, 18 years where Victorville Motors has always done community outreach, but it took on a whole other level when Tim took over the daily operations, when
yes.
Billy Mack came on board,
yes.
and then I came on board as well. And between the three of us, just the opportunity to reach out, take our community outreach to another level presented itself. And as the few years ago, when the opportunity arose, part of why the Oramore Group was excited about Victorville Motors is because of our community outreach, because they are still run by a family.
Yeah.
And that connection with the community is so important to them with their stores. And they are... it's a nice compliment that this is one of the reasons, besides how you run your business.
Right.
But this is one of
right.
the reasons that we want you to become part of our family. And we've done a great job of pleasantly surprising them. As much as you can see from the outside, once you get on the inside and you see what it is, it's absolutely, it's breathtaking. It really is great as to what we do, how we've done it. I know it sounds a little weird, but the amount of work, the amount of businesses that we've touched, the amount of
yeah.
family lives that we've been able to affect through It's a Gas, Ram It Forward, where we've touched the Future Farmers of America.
Yeah.
There's so many different areas that we get to touch that have just been
amazing.
Well,
that's what I want to ask you about, if you don't mind. I want to really help our listeners to understand what that commitment is and why. Why is that important for Victorville Motors to be in community, right, and working with serving community in the ways that you guys have chosen to do that? So can you put a little spotlight on that for us?
Oh, very easily. It started with Chet and Tim Watts, and this is the community they grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And so their family, their kids, their nieces, their nephews, they live and work up here in the high desert
mm-hmm.
over the years. And so to help reach out to the community, to build the community, kind of selfishly helps improve their families.
Right.
And so, you know, it starts from there. But the opportunity for us to give back, you know, there's the cool part is, I'm going to use It's a Gas as a quick example. It was a program that we started in 2011
mm-hmm.
that, real quick, it's a school attendance program. 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders with perfect attendance are eligible for an array of incentives up to the grand prize of a brand new car. And it's I can say that very simply because it took us time to build that.
Right.
But we had a parent who walked into my office one day, gave out this idea, and like, wow, that's really interesting. And I took it to Billy, and Billy and I molded over, and we presented it to Tim, and we said, hey, look, we have this great idea that it's not unique, but the way we want to do it is a little bit unique. Don't know how much it's going to cost. Can't tell you everything that really is involved in it, but we need you to say yes now because school starts in 6 weeks, and we have to get started on this thing. And you know Tim very well.
Yes.
And Tim Watts, you know, he thought about it for 30 seconds and said, okay, go.
Go.
You know, and we just didn't know what it was going to look like. And it's turned into this amazing high desert event that started with 9 schools and 4 school districts. It's now involved 16 high schools, 9 school districts from, you know, you're out in Snowline, Serrano High School, all the way up to Rim of the World, out to Lucerne Valley. You got the Hesperia schools, the Apple
yes.
Valley schools. You have the Victor Valley schools all the way out to Adelanto. Now we've got Hellendale with Ace all the way out to Barstow and Silver Valley.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly is a high desert-wide program that affects or touches
so many people.
Yeah,
and it actually is a perfect example of how when we work together as community, right? So you guys came together with school district and businesses, et cetera, to make this thing happen. And what I can tell you is because at that time when the program was being formulated, we were experiencing high truancy rates. I used to
yes.
sit on the SART board for Apple Valley Unified School District, and it was common across the board in all school districts that the
yes.
truancy rate was just going through the roof. And so what you guys did was help to be a solution and come to the table with something that made it so students wanted to reengage in showing up being at school, because who doesn't want the opportunity to get a car? But the way you are eligible to get the car is you got to be in school, right? You got to have perfect attendance, right, to
Absolutely.
Qualify. So my point being that what you did had such an impact with a problem that was being experienced in our schools, in our educational communities, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty, I think, of when we come together as community, everybody kind of has a role to play. It's just kind of identifying and finding out what is your role, right? So that's one perfect example.
Thank you.
And so with that, how many can you, off the top of your head, tell us how many cars you've given away to High Desert students?
Just the It's a Gas programs. So over the years, the program grew. We just finished the 10th year of It's a Gas to go to class for students.
That's amazing.
It's crazy to think about that. Over the years, we also, the program spawned other programs
right.
that have come and gone. We did a few years there where we did car giveaways for teachers.
Teachers, right.
Which It's a Gas to Teach class, which they loved. And then we were able to get more businesses and supporters for the program, where in the 5th year, we created a third program called It's a Gas to Support class, so that all the non-certificated employees of those districts, they were eligible with perfect attendance for a car giveaway. And it just grew to this amazing thing.
Right.
And so over the years, we've given away over 50 cars in those programs to students, to teachers, and to staff of schools and districts.
Wow.
And really have affected in a very positive way. We've changed people's lives.
Right. So in 10 years, right?
Yeah.
You've been able to give away 50 vehicles and then leave an imprint and an impact on a whole population of students. Some of them now are adults and gone on to the workforce.
Yes.
And some of them may still be holding on to that car. Right?
Once in a while, I'll hear someone from the store like, you'll never believe, I was driving somewhere and I saw one of the cars and it's still wrapped. I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are investors in the community, and I don't think
that's
that
a great way to put it.
There's any denying that. Kevin, a lot that we could talk about is, we're talking about your give back, your commitment to give back to community. But let's maybe end on this note. The organization is over 50 years old.
Yes.
That's a legacy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so what do you, particularly as things are now going forward and we're in a new phase, what do you see as the legacy of Victorville Motors going forward? What do you want people to know? What do you want us to remember about your organization?
Victorville Motors was started by one man and his family, Chet Watts Sr., Chet Watts Jr., Tim Watts. I am now a steward of their legacy, of their name. I hope to do them proud with my brother, with that also works there, with our team, because it is all of us. We all live in this community. How do we get to continue the work that they started by giving back, continue to give? It's part of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
How do we give back? What are the new ways that we can give back? We know, fortunately, It's a Gas to Go to Class is continuing this year for an 11th year, which is a big part of our current legacy.
Yes.
And where does that allow us to go? You mentioned the chamber. I've been very fortunate that I'm now one of the directors for the board for the Greater High Desert Chamber of Commerce.
Congratulations.
Which wouldn't have been even afforded to me without Victorville Motors.
Right.
And the work, the legacy that I get to be, like you said at the beginning, I get to be a face of, but there's 100 people there that work, over 100 people that work on this every single day to allow us to be able to do this and give back in the way that we do. We've had some great people who have been directly involved over the years, beyond me, beyond Billy, beyond Tim, that, again, we get to be a face of it. But it takes a whole team behind us that we've been very fortunate to have with us to allow us to build, to give back, and it's making sure that we have the right people that also believe in this, buy into this, that this is part of who we are. And as long as my brother and I continue to do that and create that culture where people understand that this is what we want to do, we will find for the next 5, 10, 15, if not 50 years, how we continue to give back to this community.
Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of community. We honor the legacy of the Watts family. We are supporting the Smiling Brothers as they move this organization forward. We are grateful for the mindset to give back to community and invest. Because I really see it as that's what you guys are doing from the educational perspective as well as economic development, employment, being able to put to work people who are here in the high desert.
Yes.
Those 100 people that you mentioned, those are people that do not have to leave this community to make a living.
Yes.
So they're not doing that commute down the hill.
We could do a whole other segment on just on that.
Yes, and so I want to thank you for all of that. And I think it was important today for you to come and share this information with our listeners, because it helps to reignite and restore the faith that we have in our community, that people are engaged, people are involved, and those people may represent corporations or entities that, you know, are business focused and minded, but they have not forgotten to give back and to be a part and very present here in our community. And you guys are definitely one of the forerunners in that. So thank you for coming today and sharing with us. Thank you and the organization for all the wonderful work that you continue to do. And we hope that you will come back from time to time and keep us updated on the wonderful work that you guys are doing over at Victorville Motors.
Absolutely. Thank you for all that. This was a blast. Thank you for everything.
All right. Well, Roxanne, good morning.
Good morning, Regina.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Just trying to stay cool. Hope you are doing the same.
I'm trying to stay cool, but not necessarily because of the heat. I'm trying to stay cool because we've got this wonderful, amazing guest in studio.
I'm so privileged because I get to see her almost every day.
I know. And I've known her, it seems like, forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, without keeping our audience in suspense, we're talking about the beautiful Mia Mocha Johnson,
aww,
who is an on-air personality here at El Dorado Broadcasters.
Yes.
She's also very multi-talented, and that's what I want to kind of explore today. She's multi-talented as an artist and an entrepreneur. She's very community-centric, I call her. Mm-hmm. And she's always finding time to serve, whether that's on or off the clock. So, Mia, we are so happy to have you here in studio with us. Aww. I know the voice will sound very familiar to our listeners, but we're just excited to have you this morning. Tell me this. How long have you actually been a radio personality?
Since 2005. So this is my 19th year being on air. And I'm so fortunate and blessed to have this longevity in this career. It's an honor. It really
okay.
is.
Okay. So with that, then take us back and give us a little bit of history on how you kind of got started. And I also want to know how you got the name Mia Mocha.
Okay.
So make sure we get that in there.
I know, but I'll let you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so way back in 2005, I actually got a calling from the Lord to go into radio.
Mm.
My grandmother was actually an on-air personality in Louisiana back in the 50s. Many people don't know about that. It was the Mary Mason Show, Mary Mason Gordon. And never in a million years did I think I would ever be in radio. So back then, I decided to go to radio school. And because I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, mind you, I'd never been on air in my life, okay, ever. Never did radio, never stepped foot in one. I decided to go to radio school. But my kids were at home, and they were young, and I didn't want to leave them. And I'm here in Victorville, and the schools are all down in Los Angeles.
In LA, yeah.
So I looked for a program that did, like, in-home study and also at the same time go into a local radio station to do part of my schooling. So I went ahead and sent out this information to 5 different radio stations, one of them being Y102. So I got a call from my school saying, there's someone that would like to meet with you. It is the program director, and they want to see if you're a good fit. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm all nervous just stepping foot in a radio station. So I come to find out I had a meeting with a woman named Colleen Quinn.
Wow.
Yes. And so I came in to meet her. And the interesting thing is this. We're the same age. We're both left-handed. We both love the color pink. And we were both married by the same pastor different times. And I found this out on that day I came to meet with her. She liked me so much. I adored her. And I'm all shaking and everything talking with her. And she's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring you on. You're going to start here. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I couldn't even sleep. I went home and started jumping around the house. I was so excited. And so she brought me in, and I did part of my schooling at home, learning how to breathe, learning how to speak. And eventually I did lose my horse because lose my voice because I didn't speak right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoarse. Became hoarse. But I had to learn to train my voice like a singer trains their voice. So between that and going to the radio station, Colleen taught me everything.
Wow.
I mean, everything from public service announcements to learning how to speak on air to doing loading music. I wanted to know everything, so I absorbed it like a sponge.
Right.
And I didn't care if I made mistakes because I was a newbie and I knew this. So I just wanted to learn. I would take notes. I had tablets full of all these flow charts and notes so I wouldn't mess it up. And then eventually she decided to put me on air, but I didn't know this. She had me practicing one time. And she goes, let me know when you're done. I'm like, okay. So I'm all practicing. She goes, are you done? I'm like, yeah. She goes, good, because I'm going to air that overnight.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? So come midnight on a Saturday night, I had my whole family up. I didn't care if they were tired or not. They could drink coffee or something. We're all sitting there waiting around the radio. And when I heard my voice, oh, my goodness, I started tearing up. I started dancing around the house. My kids were all excited. My husband was excited. And it just went from there. It's been quite a ride all this time. And I feel so fortunate to be in an industry that I absolutely learned to love. In the beginning, I was nervous.
Right.
Then I grew to, you know, become more experienced. And then
right.
I was so happy and fortunate. So I never take it for granted.
So if you were going to have that experience of getting into radio and being mentored and trained by anybody, no better person than Colleen.
I mean,
that's absolutely who she is.
Yes.
And how wonderful. I never heard that story before. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so got that. How you got started. And
yes.
You're abusive to your family. You make them stay up at 12 o'clock at night so they can hear you.
I would do that, too. If I'm excited, I'm like, come on, let's hear it. Exactly,
but,
right.
Okay, it was all good. We understand. But how did you get the name Miyamoka?
Okay, so this is what happened. Another person that was a program director on another station, which was our classic rock,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and he was looking for someone to come in early
I
in the
know
mornings.
Who that is.
Yes, as an AM producer, I had to come in early in the mornings. Well, I mean early before the sun came up.
Okay.
So in order to keep up that type of schedule, I had to drink a lot of coffee. Okay, so I started drinking coffee, but that wasn't enough over time because I was used to not getting up super early.
Okay.
So I started going through a local place that starts with a star. I'll just leave it at that. And I had them give me mochas with an extra shot of espresso. So I had to come up with a name because Colleen wanted me to be on the weekends on Y102. And she said, think of a name. So I thought, Mia, Mocha, Mia. I love coffee. Mocha, Mia, Mia, Mocha. So I went to Colleen. I said, Mia, Mocha or Mocha, Mia? And she's like, Mia, Mocha. That sounds really good. And I'm like, that's it. So my coffee I was drinking to stay awake early in the mornings became a part of my on-air name. So that's where Mia, Mocha came from.
That's where that came from.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, all these years, I thought it was Mocha because of your beautiful complexion.
Oh, thank you.
I thought that's why they called you Mocha. I love it. You can use that story if you want to, because she's got a beautiful complexion.
Oh, thank
right?
you, sweetie. Oh,
but
thank
how
you.
Cute. Oh,
yes,
okay.
That's how
see,
I got
we learn
it.
Something every day. Every day, Roxanne.
It's so much fun. No, I've enjoyed, like I said, we've been working for many years, too. And I remember
yes.
when I first met Mia, but she's a pro.
Yes.
She's a pro, and Aww. She's taught me so many things, so it's a joy having her here, and I'm so glad that we're doing this, because we need to find out. Everybody here in the high desert needs to find out more about Miyamoka.
Absolutely. Aww. Now, Mia, I want to ask you, what do you find most attractive and also challenging about radio?
Attractive. I love communicating on air. I love being a part of a community. I love talking. I talk a lot. I learn to talk a lot.
But
I love that
stuff.
Aspect of it. Yeah, it's always fun to talk.
Yeah.
The challenging part was, okay, so I work for El Dorado Broadcasters, but I also worked for NBC News Radio and mm-hmm. ABC News Radio. Mm-hmm. One of the most challenging things I had to deal with were divas. Okay, those could be nightmares, and I learned to toughen up my skin, because when you're dealing with divas in this industry, I don't take it personally, because they attack because of their own personal whatever reasons it is. And I've learned in the beginning I would get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go home frustrated and upset, and I would vent to my husband and my kids. But then I learned, wait a minute, I have a right to be here. I'm good at what I do. I have my own confidence.
Right.
So I had to learn to let the water roll off my back like a duck. So I didn't take it personally. If they got upset, I'm like, I'll try to correct it. I'll try to fix it.
Right.
But I would not allow them to bring down my self-esteem. So that was hard, but a learning experience at the same time. Because mm-hmm. when I say NBC and ABC, I'm talking about some of the greatest people you could ever work with and some of the most nightmarish people you could work with.
Yeah.
And I've experienced both.
Both.
And that's where I learned it's okay. I'm okay. It's them, not me.
Right.
Do my job.
And you stay centered.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us what some of your hobbies and outside interests are.
Okay. First of all, I am left-handed, and I've always been an artist since I was a child. I used to take cereal boxes and turn them into dollhouses and condos. So I decided to take a cardboard box, just like I did with the cereal boxes, and I actually created a big fireplace using little red twinkling lights in the hearth of it. And I'm like, this is really cool. The kids loved it. So I decided to patent it, and which I did. And I was granted a United States patent that I did by myself without the help of an attorney, a lot of reading, a lot of cutting and redesigning and structuring and engineering. And they granted it to me. So
wow.
I was so thrilled, and I had my first U.S. patent. And then I decided to come out with this Christmas box. And I everything I did came out of necessity of what I wanted to decorate, part of my interior design.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went ahead and patented that, and it was granted. So I have two United States patents. So
wow, I didn't know that, Roxanne. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, Mia.
No, thank you. Yes,
whoa.
I got my patents. Thank you. Thank you. And then that evolved into continuing doing interior design. Anything I can see, I can almost recreate.
Wow.
I've always had that ability. So that's where the designs, and so I'm never bored.
Okay.
I'm working in the house, outside of the house, exterior, interior, doesn't matter. I'm always working. It's what I love.
Well, when you finish those projects at your house, I want to invite you over to mine. And we'll
My
see
honor.
What happens.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Words of wisdom for young people. I know you're a mom.
Yes.
And I know that you have given incredible amounts of time to a lot of the organizations up here.
My words of wisdom would be, don't let anyone tell you what you can't do.
Right.
To stand strong. If this is what you want to do, tough it out. Nothing comes easy, but it's worth it in the end.
We can hear you Monday through Friday.
Yes, 10 to 3 o'clock, middays. And then on Saturday, I'm 11 to 3 o'clock as well. On Saturdays. And I enjoyed. I've been on the sister station, which is the hip hop station,
yes.
which I actually loved. I've also once upon a time was on the cat station.
Mia, I want to thank you for coming and sharing today with us and letting us get to know you a little bit better.
Yes.
I'm so impressed. Did not know that I was sitting in the presence of genius with
oh,
the
my goodness.
And
oh.
all of that.
And I've known you just real quick. Regina, Roxanne, you two are golden.
Oh,
you have beautiful souls. And whenever I see you both, I'm not kidding, and you know this, I'm like, I am so grateful to have you two in my life.
Oh.
I really am. You are such beautiful people, and you've always been welcoming. And I appreciate it. I don't take friendships for granted. And you two are genuine.
Well,
you are real.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident, St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.